Let me help.
Thank you for calling the Alabama on the Plumber Claims Line. My name is Nikki. I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quarantine assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today? My name
I'm
is David White. I want to file a claim for my unemployment.
Okay. You was calling to file a new claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'd be more than happy to assist you. First, can I please have your Social Security number?
423-136666.
Yes, sir. That's going to be 423-136666. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Can you verify your name for me?
David Watson.
Thank you. Can you verify your driver's license number for me?
My driver's license number? I got an ID. I forgot to go get my doggone wallet, man. I'm so sorry. My keys to my car. Okay. I can't my ID. No, it's 880 something. Yes, ma'am, you here?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am, I got it. It is 8019201 95.
Thank you. Can you verify your mother's maiden name for me?
Rosina Watson.
Okay, did she go by any other name before she got married?
Those are the people.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your birthday for me?
05/09/1973.
Thank you. You do not have an active claim. Please file the initial claim. So therefore, I will be able to help you file a new claim for you. I'm going to ask you some questions. What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, that's going to be English.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you understand that normally making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance, TAA benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance, TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Just to confirm, your first name is David. Can you please confirm the spelling for me?
Say that one more time, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Just to confirm, your first name is David. Can you please confirm the spelling for me?
David.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your last name is Watson. Can you please confirm the spelling for me, please?
W-A-T-S-O-N.
Okay, thank you. Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. What is your phone number?
251-327-9847.
Okay, that's going to be 251-327-9847.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Just to confirm, your date of birth is May the
9th, 1973. Yes, ma'am,
it is. Okay, thank you. Just to confirm, your mother's maiden name is Peoples.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Do you have an Alabama non-driver ID?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so therefore, do you have like a driver's license?
I got a Mississippi ID.
Okay, you said a Mississippi ID, but not a driver's license. Yes. Is that correct?
Not a driver's license.
Okay. Yes, sir. And what is your non-driver number?
I thought I just gave it to you. I gotta go back outside.
Yes, sir.
I thought I didn't need it. I'm sorry.
No worries.
It is. It is 8019201950. You got that mail?
Oh, no, sir. Can you please repeat that non-driver number for me?
Okay. 8019201950.
Thank you. And that's going to be 8019201950. Okay, thank you.
I'm going to take my wallet now.
Okay, that'll be fine. Yes, sir. What is your race?
Ma'am?
Yes, sir. What is your race?
My race?
No, sir. What is your race?
My race? I'm sorry. I'm black.
Okay. That's going to be black?
No.
And what is your ethnicity? Is it non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
My what? Say that one more time, ma'am.
Yes, sir. What is your ethnicity? Is it non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
None.
Okay, that's going to be non-Hispanic.
Yeah,
what is your gender?
Afro-American. And I'm a male.
Okay. That's going to be male.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay, that's going to be high school diploma.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
Really, I do, but I'm killing myself.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, just to confirm your residential address, it's 4717 Hawthorne Street.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Just to confirm your residential city and state, it's Pascagoula, Mississippi.
No, ma'am. Morris Point, Mississippi.
Okay, you said Morris Point, Mississippi.
M-O-S-S-P-O-I-N-T.
Okay, thank you so much for the information. That's going to be at Moss Point, Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is your residential zip code?
39563.
Okay, that's going to be 39563.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay, thank you. What is your occupation?
I'm a welder.
Okay, you said you're a welder.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I do have some options for you, sir. I do see cast iron drain pipe layer. Pipe layer. Okay, you said that's going to be it?
Well, pipe layer.
Okay, pipe layer. Is that going to be the one?
I don't even know what you're talking about, ma'am. Say that one more time.
Yes, sir. For your occupation, which is for a welder, is it cast? I'm sorry.
I'm a structural welder.
Okay, you said you're in construction welder.
Structural welder. Shipyard work.
Yes, sir. I do see certified maintenance welder. Does that pertain to your occupation? I do see welder helper, wire welder, welder fitter, electron beam welder setter. I do see underwater welder, aluminum welder, trench pipe layer, water main pipe layer, non-descriptive testing underwater welder, pipe layer, sewer pipe layer. Now, let me try to put in construction welder for you. See what I could be able to find on here for you.
Okay.
I do see welding instructor.
Who?
I do see welding instructor.
What is it?
Okay, basically, welding instructor teach you vocational courses intended to provide occupational training.
Yeah.
Okay, is that going to be a correct one for you?
No, ma'am. I don't want to be no classroom.
Okay. Let me check and see what else I could be able to find for you. Okay, I do see inspector of weights and measures, architectural engineer, bridge engineer, civic engineer, construction engineer, facilities engineer, highway engineer, welding instructor, construction craft laborer, construction trench digger, construction laborer, motor grader operator, scraper operator, steam shovel operator, freight handler, gray digger, van loader, stop mover, shipping and receiving material handler, infantry officer, infantry weapons officer.
I don't know what all that is, man.
Okay. So, therefore, do you have, like, another name for your occupation?
I'm a structural welder now. trucks and welders. That's all I am. I was just trying to draw my unemployment because I'm not sick. And I ain't got no job right now. They laid me off because I hurt my knee. And I was just trying to draw my unemployment, man.
Okay,
all
Yes, sir.
All that trench and stuff like that, I can't do none of that. I'm 51 years old, been in a bad car. I'm almost handicapped, so I ain't nowhere in the world I can dig no ditch.
Yes, sir, that's understandable, and I really do hope that you feel better.
Yeah.
And I do see construction laborers. Does that pertain to your occupation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Construction equipment operator.
No, ma'am. I'm a structural welder.
Okay.
Construction welder.
I do see construction manager.
I can't do none of that.
Okay. I do see general contractor.
No, ma'am.
Okay, let me see what else I could be able to see for you. License inspector, child examiner, electrical estimator, wage and hour.
Ma'am.
Okay, you said no.
I'm a welder, ma'am.
Welder. Yes, sir. I do understand that. I'm giving you the options that came up.
Okay, man, I know I ain't even deal with electrician. I can't do none of that.
Okay, so therefore, do you want me to put down welder fitter or pipe welder?
Yeah, I can do welder fitter, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you available to work all shifts in your number trade occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
100.
Okay, that's going to be about 100 miles.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the lowest average? I'm sorry.
Yeah, more. One way or 100 years.
You said 100 miles or more?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. What is the lowest average wage you will accept?
No less than 27, 26.
Okay, it's $27, okay?
Yes, ma'am, it's fine.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Did you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama where an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between 10-1-2022 and 9/30/2023.
Non-military.
I'm sorry, what was that?
You said non-military. I don't work in the state yet.
Yes, sir. So, therefore, yes, have you worked for not the military or federal government?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you. Did you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And they are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
My direct deposit.
Okay, you said direct deposit.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want your benefits going to your checking or your savings?
My checking.
Okay, that's going to be your checking.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your routing number?
I'm going to show you right now. My
okay.
Routing. My routing number is 03110-1279.
Yes, sir. Can you please confirm your routing number?
03110-1279.
Thank you. And what is your bank account number?
1561-5517-3552.
Can you please confirm your bank account number?
1561-5517-3552.
Thank you. What is the name of your previous employer?
Well, PCS.
Okay, is that going to be the name of your pay stub?
Yeah, on that one, PCS, MCG, MCG are the last one.
Okay, is that going to be SB Phoenix LLC?
Say it one more time now.
Yes, sir. Is that going to be SB Phoenix LLC?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's going to be Silver Paul. Is that correct one?
The Paul, I got that one, and I got... No, my last one's gonna be with MTG with Gracie and then I had PCI too.
Okay, so is the last one MCG Workforce?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just making sure for you.
And I had it before that with PCI.
Okay, PCI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is your employer phone number?
I don't have it, ma'am.
Okay. Just let me know once you're ready.
I don't have it, ma'am.
Okay, is there any kind of way that you can be able to Google your employer phone number?
PCI.
Yes, sir, for MCG.
MCG, I give you that number. Yeah, I got that in my phone. Don't worry.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
251-433-1005.
Yes, sir. That's going to be 251-433-1005. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yes, sir. What is your work location, city and state?
My work location?
Yes, sir. What is your work location, city and state?
Right now, where I'm at?
Yes, sir.
I'm in Mars Point, Mississippi.
Okay, that's going to be Moss Point, Mississippi, that you worked in?
Oh, the MCG? No, I worked in, I worked at Blake the Shipyard, Mobile.
No worries. That's going to be in Mobile, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is your employment start date?
I have no idea, man. I don't know what you're about to. Okay,
did you want to be able to get my call back? What's your employment start date?
I got to go for PCI. That was the one before that. I was there from 11 of, you know. I was from.
Okay,
PCI. From October the 15th to December, January the 12th or something like that.
Okay. So which one are you trying to file for unemployment for? Is it MCG or PCI?
It don't matter. PCI, both of them. I had MCG last, then went to PCI. I covered PCI, then went to MCG.
Okay. So therefore, your employment start date with MCG, which is October the 15th, 2023, to January the 12th, 2024. Is that correct?
Yes, no.
Okay. Thank you. Why are you no longer working?
Right now, I'm hurt.
Okay. Did you voluntarily quit or have you been discharged?
No, I got sick.
Okay. Was it because of lack of work?
I'm not health-wise.
Okay. Has the corporate downsizing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You said that's going to be yes?
Yes.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, no.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, no.
You are certified that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all your answers are true and correct? Can you hear me okay, Mr. Watson? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me good, Mr. Watson?
Hello?
Can you hear me, Mr. Watson? Hello? Hello? Disconnect due to no response.
Hello.
Disconnect due to no response.